State legislature continuing to deal with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic as voices calling for an end to systematic racism are getting louder. Joining us this morning to discuss this and other issues, State Representative Patrick Kearney. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, thank you for being here. So the state has begun reopening. Can I get your thoughts on the process so far?
Well, I'm very excited that today we are entering into phase two of the reopening. As everyone knows, not only has it hit our local economies and our families very difficult, but it's really been hitting the state budget. We're anticipating a $6 billion shortfall in revenue as of June 30th. We're hoping that the federal delegation will be able to secure more money through future stimulus packages. The Federal CARES Act helps. The fact that we have over $3 billion rainy day fund helps, but we're still going to be short in revenue. So I'm excited that the reopening of the economy is in process, that we're entering into phase two. I'm hoping that that will start to restore some revenue in our budget and also put some money back into the pockets of our small business owners in Marshfield and Scituate.
Now, do you see any more state assistance being provided to residents and communities at this time?
Well, I am a member of the Housing Committee. We did a housing bill that allows for forbearance of mortgage payments, interest-free, and it also doesn't affect the credit score of the people that have asked for forbearances from their lenders. We've postponed rent payments until 45 days after the COVID-19 pandemic ends. This is also an option that goes out to small business owners for commercial rent as well. So we've been doing everything that we can. We've been working with utility companies to postpone payments interest-free during the 90 days that we've been in COVID. So we're doing everything that we can to give as much assistance to people throughout the Commonwealth as we can, and also making it our ends meet on the budget.
Now, something quickly I did want to ask you about was you've given support to a 10-point plan put together by the Massachusetts elected officials of color?
Yeah, absolutely. So as everyone knows, there's been a national outcry with the incidents that happened to George Floyd, which is just a terrible, terrible thing. And we need to start looking at the greater system and how we got to that point. So I've been in constant conversations with the members of the Black and Latino Caucus in the legislature. I know that both the Speaker and the Senate President are receptive to hearing everyone's concerns. And I think in the next week or two, we'll be seeing a comprehensive piece of legislation to try to, at least in the short term and the long term, address everything that we can to try to change that system that's clearly broken.
All right. Well, we are going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thank you so much, and stay safe and healthy.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.